I recently attended an amazing symposium on genocide and the Holocaust. The high school students and teachers in attendance were clearly inspired. You may be saying, what a morbid topic. How could that be amazing or inspiring? Richard Evans tells us that it is often in the darkest skies that we see the brightest stars. The skies of humanity are never darker than when crimes are committed against the innocent. In interacting with several of those innocents, I have encountered some of the brightest stars I have ever seen. Three child survivors of the Holocaust spoke at the symposium, and all of them live life at the highest level. They do this because they have to. In overcoming the trauma of the horrific childhood memories, they have found strength in each other and have found meaning by telling their stories to our youth. They know that in doing so, they are honoring the memory of lost friends and family members and are laying a groundwork to make never again a reality. I could not help but be inspired. As an educator, I have a role in leading future generations, and I know that I must do all that I can to continue the mission of those who inspire me. The world really is changing for the better. We can look back at 1944 and see how far we have come in the last 70 years. The words of the tennis great Arthur Ashe tell us that we can all be part of this positive change, and the message is simple. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can.